We begin the current daf in Sefetz Kedushin daf Mem Aleph. We begin 7 lines down for the top of the Amud, but the Gemara continues with the second parak of Sefetz Kedushin, parak Ish Mekadosh. And with that, we continue along the themes of this Masechta, as this similar to the first parak regarding the halachas of Kedushin about a man engaging a woman in marriage. So the Mishnah begins, so Ish Mekadosh, a man could engage a woman by ubishluchai, either himself, he can go ahead and give her the Kedushin, Kesev Shtar, and B, he can go ahead and give her the money, or it could be through an agent. As the Gemara will explain, how do we know that a shliach, a person's agent, can work for him when he has to get engaged to a woman? It says, V'nasim b'yadah, he has to put it in her hand, he has to give her the item as Kedushin. How do we know a shliach, an agent, could work similarly? So too, the Mishnah says, Ha'isha miskadashas, a woman could become engaged, there's two parties to the Kedushin. The man gives the ring, gives the money to the woman, gives the shtar to her. So he can make an agent. So too she, upon receipt, she can provide an agent to receive the kedushin from the man, which would that make a kedushin. And that's ba'u b'shlucha, that's by with her or with her agent. And so too the Mishnah tells us, ish mekadis ish bita kisha hi na'ara, this halacha of kedushin being done with a shliach, both from the man's point and from the woman's point of view, sometimes there could be actually a man on the receiving end. That is, if let's say a man's daughter is a naira, which is between the ages of 12 and 12 and a half, which as Rashi points out, obviously this halacha would be talking about for sure when she's a minor, because this halacha is that the father has the daughter's kedushin, it's for sure when she's a minor, it's even saying that even when she's a naira. Now, actually, Rashi says the reason why he picked a naira was because, as we'll see in the Gemara, likatchila, initially, the Rabbanan said that one should not engage his daughter when she's a minor, as you will explain the reasoning for that. So therefore, it specifies in the case of when she's a naira. So then she's already an adult, but she's still under 12 and a half, so she's a naira. Then it's the father that receives the kedushin. Again, there he could do it himself, or he could provide an agent to receive the kedushin from that man, and that receipt, either by him or by his shliach, will create a kedushin for his daughter, who is at least a nairu or younger, for her to be mukadeshes. So the Gemara asks, Hashta b'shluchay mekadesh. If our Mishnah opens up by saying that a man can be mekadesh a woman, either with himself or through a shliach, so if he could do it through a shliach, b'yim b'yim, do we need the Mishnah to say that he could create the kedushin? If even your agent could do it, of course you could do it. Why is it necessary to say, b'yim b'shluchay, just say ish mekadesh b'shluchay, and then I would know for sure he could create the kedushin himself? So Amrav Yosef, he says, you're right, of course, that we would know that from a Kol Shekein, but it's coming to teach you an important halacha. The mitzvah b'yoyse mebishluchai. The mitzvah of Kedushin, or of any mitzvah, is primarily more by the person himself, and that's why it says, Yesh Mekadosh, b'y, u'bishluchai, to tell you that, because when you're involved in the mitzvah with your own body, you receive more reward. Ki hod Rav Safra, like we find by Rav Safra, the machar chresha. He would go out and singe the heads of the animal that they were going to eat on Shabbos for Kavod Shabbos, for honor of Shabbos, where he could have had someone else do it for himself, but he decided to do it himself because it's a greater mitzvah. Rav Malch Shibuta, he would salt this fish called Shibuta on Erev Shabbos, again, because the preparations for Shabbos, you want to do it by Yosim B'Shluchai. So that's what the Mishnah is saying, Ha'ish Mekadosh by B'Shluchai. Of course, we know that he could do it. It's saying that he should do it because it's more of a mitzvah to go out and do Kedushin yourself. That's one version. Ikadami, that those I say that actually Baha Isura Nami Ispa. And that is, if a man can be Mekadosh a woman himself and he does it through an agent, actually there's a violation over here. There's a prohibition, not just more of a mitzvah, it's actually wrong. Can Rav Yehuda Marav? Dam Rav Yehuda Marav, he says, Asala Adam Shi Kadosh as the Isha Ad Shi Irana. It's forbidden for a person to engage a woman until he sees her first. Why? And that's why it's a mitzvah to do it yourself and not to take an agent and say, you be Mekadosh that woman. You might see something that's a flaw that you think is a flaw in her, and she's going to become repulsive to you. Now, why is that a problem? Because Rachman Amar, the Torah tells you, you should love your friend as yourself, and there's no greater re'acha, re'ma ahuvim, than a person's wife. And if you're going to become engaged to her and married to her, she's going to be repulsive to you. That's problematic, because you're not going to be fulfilling v'haftarecha kameicha. So you have to go ahead and see her first. You're not allowed to engage her until you see her. And therefore, actually, the halacha, the Mishnah, why it says b'yu b'shluchai, is not just because it's better that way. It's actually usher if you don't. You have to do it yourself, if you could do it yourself. And that's why it says b'yu first. Now, according to the second version, when did Rabbi Yosef say his halacha that it's only a mitzvah to have it by yourself and not that it's an iser to do it through someone else? That is a seifitra. That was actually said on the second halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Isha miskadeshes, a woman can become engaged bo bishlucha, herself or through her agent. Now the same question is, hashta bishlucha makadsha, if she could get engaged through an agent, bamibai, do we have to tell you that she could receive her kedushin herself? And on the, it was on this that Amrav Yisrael, Yisrael had said, mitzvah ba yisem bishlucha, of course she could receive the kedushin herself. We didn't have to say it from a halachic standpoint that she could. It's coming to say a different concept, which is that it's a greater mitzvah for herself to do it than for her agent to do it. Which is when you're fulfilling a mitzvah, which is towards the mitzvah peririvya of kiddushin of nisuin, you want to have the woman herself do it. Ki had Rav Safra machachresha Rava malach shibuta. Like Rav Safra had singed the heads of the animals on Erev Shabbos, and Rava salted the fishes, the fish himself. It's the same concept where it's a greater mitzvah. Now, however, al baha, but regarding this case of the woman, even though she didn't see him, isura lesba. Regarding this halacha, the second halacha of the Mishnah, there is no iser to say, wait a second, you're saying according to the second version of the Gemara, that why does it say ish mekadesh boyu b'shlucha, because actually forbidden for him not to do it himself, because you're not allowed to engage a woman until you see her, you might become repulsed by her, you're going to violate v'haftarecha kamaycha. So why according to the second version, don't we say the same thing by the woman? Why do we say it's just a greater mitzvah? Because mitzvah ba yisem b'shlucha. Why don't we say that? What do you mean? She might finally see the guy. She's like, this is the guy, and she's gonna be repulsed, and she's gonna be violating v'havdarecha kamaicha. So that is the Gemara says no. Here the, you're not gonna run into such a problem. Kid Rish Lakish, like Rish Lakish had said, the Amar Rish Lakish, as Rish Lakish said, tav lemesav tandu milemesav ar malu, which is a type of a parable that the women used to say that any husband is good. Better to be with two bodies, which is to sit, lamesav is to sit, tandu, with two bodies, tan means the guf, and du means two, milamesav armulu, than by staying by oneself, than being a widow, to be a spinster. Now, Rashi says, but that there still might be a problem, because, you're right, although regarding herself, we're saying that there's no iser, but the problem is, if she's not receiving the kedushin herself, even if the man is going and doing the kedushin himself, he's not going to be seeing her. So Rashi says, you're right. Of course, then the chassan is going to have that problem of he's not going to see her, and it's asla adam sheikadash isha at sheireno. But the second halacha of the Mishnah is taught about her. She could do the kedushin both through herself or through her agent. Now, therefore, it says ba, as we said, according to Rabbi Yosef, to tell you that it's more of a mitzvah for herself to do it. But there's no issa regarding herself because she's not going to be repulsed. She'll prefer any husband than no husband. But the ratio, which is told by him, that's since it says by him, why did it say bayu b'shluchai? That's because of the issa. You're right. Of course, if she's not going to receive it herself, he's going to run into that issa because although he might be doing it, but she's not receiving it. But we're not discussing him in that halacha. So therefore, according to the second version, there's a difference why it says by him ba'i b'shlucha and by her ba'i b'shlucha. By him it says ba'i b'shlucha because it's actually an iser. And by her it says ba'i b'shlucha because there's no iser, because there's no shemetiskana, because she would prefer any husband. But there's a greater mitzvah of ba'i yisem b'shlucha. That's why it says that isha miskadesh is ba'u b'shlucha. Then the Mishnah said her ish mekadesh is bitu kishi naira. That a man could receive the kedushin for his daughter when she's a naira. Now, and that we said, that applies by ubishlucha. Now, the Gemara asks, as we alluded to this in the Mishnah, kishi nara in. It sounds like that he could only receive her kedushin when she's a naira, which is this middle stage between 12 and 12 and a half, when she already brought two sirahs to show that she has signs of an adult, kishi kitana loy. But it sounds like when she's a minor, then not. But we know that biblical halacha is that, of course, as biti nesate leshazeh, that a father could receive the kedushin of his minor daughter. So says the Gemara, Misayel l'Rav, from the fact that the Mishnah only quoted as a Naira, it supports Rav's halacha. Because the Amr, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Vitem, and some say it was Rabbi Lazar that said, Asala Adam Shikadash is Bite Kishikitana. Ligat Chila, initially, it's forbidden for a man to engage his daughter when she's a minor, under the age of 12. Achatigdil Vitamer, Beplaini Ani writes, until she becomes an adult, and she says, it's that man that I want. Because maybe she's not going to want this man. So though she's a minor and she it, the father could decide even without her consent, but we don't want her to be stuck in such a type of a marriage when she's a Naira, then she's at least intellectually mature that she could at least agree and understand what she's getting into, then the father could go ahead and receive his daughter's Naira's Kedushin. Now, Tosfos addresses, although the Gemara said before that there's no Isser for her to create a Shliach, in contrast to when him, regarding the man, the Chassan, it is by, and then Bishluche, because there is an Isser, and we said, why is there no Isser for her to make a Shliach? Because Tav L'Meisav Tandu, it's better for her to be married to any man than to no man. So why over here are we saying that you're not allowed to engage your daughter when she's a minor? She'll be happy to be married to anybody. So that's what Tosfos says. That's when she's an adult, where she's agreeing to the Kedushin by herself, where there we could say that maybe she's agreeable, and therefore we don't have to be concerned that she's going to retract and she's going to renege on this type of a marriage because she's agreeing. So although she doesn't see him, she's okay with it because I want to just be married to anybody. But by a minor that's getting engaged to her father, you have to be concerned that maybe that if she would have been an adult, she wouldn't have been agreeable to getting married in the first place. And that's why the halacha is, l'ketchili, not to engage your daughter when she's a minor. Now, Tosfos points out that in his times, that the custom was to engage the daughters even when they were minors. So says Tosfos, that's because every single day, the gullus is getting stronger and more difficult. And if a person has the wherewithal right now, he has the dowry to and the funds to marry off his daughter now, maybe at a later time, if you're going to wait till she becomes an adult, there's not going to be the resources anymore, and then she's going to remain Naguna forever. And that's why the custom in Tosfos' time was to go ahead and marry them off, even when they were minors. Now the Gemara asked, regarding the primary concept that we see in all the three halachas in our Mishnah, shlichus menala. So now the Gemara asks a general halachic question. Where do we know that agency works? Where if you have to do something, how can you appoint somebody else to do that? You have to wear tefillin, that you got to do yourself. How do we know regarding certain halachas that shlichus, creating an agent to do it for you, is going to work for your own halachas? So the Gemara says the Tanakh, learn the Braisa. The Pasuk says in Devarim, v'shilach. Now the context over there, the pasuk is talking about by divorce, where it says v'shilcha mibesai, he sends her away from his house. Now, from the fact that the pasuk didn't say v'girsha, it says the word he sends her away. It doesn't say that he divorces her. It's coming to teach us melamed shehu. This teaches us that him, the man, is oisah shliach, can make a shliach, an agent. That's the word the pasuk uses. V'shilach is the word of shliach that he can go ahead and create an agent to send the get to divorce his wife. Now, moreover, the word that the pasuk uses is Vishilcha, that which is really read with a mapik hey, Vishilcha, that he sends her. Now, but what that teaches is Malamit Shehi Oisishlech. It teaches that she can make an agent to receive her own get. In other words, we're going to read it based on the drasha without the mapik hey, which is Vishilcha that she sends. Now, the reason for this is because it didn't have to say Vishilcha, it could have said Vishilach, that he sends from his house, because we know who it's referring to, as the Pasuk is told us regarding the woman that he's divorcing. It doesn't have to say Bishilcha. The fact that it wrote the extra hey is telling us that you could read it without the mapik hey, that Bishilcha, that she makes a shliach, which is a shliach l'kabbalah. Now, moreover, Bishilach Bishilcha, it says two times in those psukim over there, in the halacha of Gerishin, two times the word sending her away. So says the Gemara, Malamet Shashliach, Isa Shliach, that teaches us that even the agent can create another agent. A Shliach can make another Shliach to go ahead and continue the train of sending the get to the woman. That's how we know the halacha of Shliach, that he can make, that she can make, and that the Shliach can make a Shliach too. So says the Gemara, fine, Ashkecham Begerishin. That, as we learned in the Braisa, is the source by divorce that there's Shlichas. Bekedushin Menola, and how do we know the halacha of our Mishnah regarding Kedushin? That the man, the woman, the father, that they could create shlichus to receive or to give the kedushin. So says the Gemara, v'chitem edeol f'megerushin, if you're going to entertain and say that you learned it out from divorce. Now the problem with that is maligerushin shekin yeshna bal karcha, that you might not necessarily be able to learn out from divorce, because maybe divorce, where we find that there's there's ability to give shlichus, as we find that it has certain other leniencies in the fact that it could even be done against the consent of the woman. So therefore, maybe has the other leniency of not having to do it yourself, that you could have someone else do it for you. But we're going to Kedushin, where it cannot be Bal Karcha, so maybe there you can't do it through a shliach. So I think what it says, Amakra, the Pasuk says over there, that v'yotze v'haisa, that she leaves, and then she goes and she gets married to another man. So makash avai litzia, as we find many times in Shas, that there's this hekish, this comparison between getting engaged and getting divorced. which is my yitziyah mashri shliach, just like regarding divorce when she leaves. That, as we just proved from the previous brisa, that they can make agents, they can make shluchim, afavayin namim mashri shliach. So too, that teaches us that regarding getting engaged, you could also make a shliach, which is the source for the halacha of our Mishnah. So that teaches us regarding kedushin and gerushin. But the Gemara continues asking, because there are other areas of halacha that shlichas applies to. Ve'lohadit nan, this we learn in Mishnah Masechtas Trumas. That says, "Oimer l'shluchei tzei tarm." If someone says to his shliach, "Go out and take off the trumas from my crop," so the halacha is tarm kedas balabais. So he should take off truma according to the character of the homeowner. In other words, how he recognizes how this homeowner is. If he's a stingy guy, or if he's a very broad giving guy. In other words, if he's what's called an ayin yafa, if he's very generous, you give 1/40th of his crop. If he has what's called an ayin ra, is more stingy, then you give 1/60th. And the reason being is because the truma, the Torah actually doesn't say an exact amount how much you're supposed to give of truma to the kohen. It just says reishis degancha, the first of your grain, which actually would even be even a kosher, even just a minute amount. But the Rabbanan had said that you give within this framework of a 40th and a 60th. So you figure out what type of a character he is, and you give accordingly. Now, v'im en yodeh das balabais, if the shlich doesn't know, he doesn't recognize what type of characteristic this homeowner is, if he wants to give a lot or a little, so then turn b'beinis echa mechamishon. Then you give somewhere in the middle, which is 1/50th of the grain of the crop, you give that to the kohen. Now, as we continue on Talmud Beis, says the Mishnah, piches asar, let's say he gave 10 less, meaning he gave 1/40th. Or if he gave 10 more, meaning 1/60th, then trumasu truma, then even so, even though you went to either polar, it's still going to be truma, because he could tell him that that's how I evaluated you. I thought you were a generous type of guy, and that's why I gave 1/40th, or I thought you were a more of a stingy guy, and if I gave 1/60th, but as long as it's within that framework of 1/40th and 1/60th, although you should take some in the middle, that halachically is going to be considered a valid truma. So that's the Gemara asks, Minolan. So, as we see in that Mishnah Masechtas Trumas, that there is halacha of shlichas, it just talks about the specifics, how a shlich should do it, which he should evaluate the characteristic of the owner, but how do we know that there is shlichas by truma? So the Gemara says, v'chitem in the yalef migation, if you're going to say that we learn from the halacha of gerishin, as we brought before, from the brisa, that there's a source that teaches you that the shlichas by gerishin, but how do you know? Mal gerishin shekin yesh nechayel. Maybe gerishin, divorce, has the leniency that you don't have to do it yourself, that you could just make a shliach, because it's mundane things, it's not kachim, in contrast to truma, which is kaidish. Maybe there that's more severe halachas, maybe there you would have to do it yourself, and you cannot make a shliach to take off your truma. So then the Gemara brings, Amakra, the pasuk says, atem. Now, it says, actually in the pasuk of Midbar, it says, kain terimu, so too you should take off truma, gam atem, also you. Now, the word gam is superfluous, it doesn't mean also you. You should take off truma. What's gamatem? So that's l'rabes as a shliach. That's an inclusionary term to say also you, because there's someone else that could take off your truma, and that is a reference to the shliach. That's the source for shlichas by truma. Now the Gemara asks, v'nechtav rachmana b'truma. Then let the Torah tell you that halach of shlichas by truma, as we just brought from gamatem, v'neisi hanach v'negur m'menei. And let us learn that halachas of gerishna and kedushin from truma. So the Gemara says no. From the ikel mifach, because you could ask on that limud shekin yeshna b'machshava. Because regarding truma, you could actually take up truma just with your thoughts. In other words, you could look at one part of the grain and think in your mind, okay, that's what I want to have truma, and you could actually eat from the other side, as the pasuk says in Midbar Yudches, as the Gemara elsewhere learns in Be'adaf Yud Gimel Mabez, says v'nechshev, that you'll think that itself machshava could go ahead and separate truma. So we see a certain leniency that's applicable by truma, so maybe it has the leniency of shlichas, but I wouldn't know that would apply kedushin and gerushin, which you cannot affect that by machshava. Maybe it wouldn't have the leniency of shlichas. So we know the source for kedushin, gerushin, and truma. The Gemara continues asking, there are other areas of halacha that have shlichas. V'hadetnan, this is what we learn in Mishnah Masechta Pesachim, that says, chabura sh'avad pischa. There was a group, and that's how many times they'd make a carbon pesach, there's not enough for the one person to eat up the whole carbon, so they make a group of people that will split this carbon. So there's a certain group that they lost their carbon pesach, they're about to go shechted, and they can't find it. So v'amar le'echa, they said to one of the people from the group, from the chabura, tsei uvikesh, go out and search for our lost carbon pesach, v'shachar le'en, find it, and you go to the azar, go ahead and slaughter it for us. Now, v'halach umatzah v'shachar, he went, he found it, and he slaughtered it. Now, v'hein lachu b'shachtu. Now, they didn't hear back from him. They didn't know if he found it or not. So they went and they took another animal and they slaughtered it to be for their Karban Pesach. Now, the Mishnah Pesachim says, which is part of the halacha over there, im shaloi nishchat rishayin, if the first guy, one of the group members, who had found the original Karban Pesach, if his was slaughtered first, hu oichel mishaloi, so he eats from his own, meaning from that one that he found, and v'heim oichel mishayisim ima, and they eat and drink with him. And the reason being is because they made him a shliach to shecht it for them with him. And therefore, their second carbon that they brought, just in case they didn't know if he's going to find it, that's actually going to be possible because they already were part of the Chabura members of their first carbon Pesach, which was the one that they originally designated, which they told them, okay, you be our shliach to shecht it for us. And that the Gemara asks, minolam. So where do we know this, which is implicit from this Mishnah Masechet Pesachim, that a shliach of Adam is like him for the halachas of Shechitas Kachim? That how do we know that if you have a mitzvah of slaughtering a carbon, which is your carbon, which is to make sure it gets shechted, your carbon Pesach, how do you know that you can make a shliach, which in this case we see that it made him a they made this first guy a shliach to shecht the carbon Pesach for all of them? So the Gemara says, v'chitim in the yol of mahalach, and if you're going to say you learn that from all the other ones that we mentioned up until now, from Gerishin and from Truma, that the Gemara says, malahanach sheken yeshna cholitz akachim, you can't learn that from them because even Truma is going to be considered choil mundane in contrast to Kadshim, which is a severe halacha of Kaddish, of sanctity. And therefore, maybe them, by Gerishin and by Truma, where they're choil, there maybe you have the leniency of Shlichas. But by Kadshim, by Karban Pesach, how do you know that there would be halacha of Shlichas? So that the Gemara says, Nafkele med Yerbishu ben Karcha. You learn that from Yerbishu ben Karcha. Dom Yerbishu ben Karcha, he says, Menayin Shashlucha Shalom Kamaisa. He says clearly, from where do you know that a person's agent is like the person himself? Like it says, the pasuk in Shemais, in regards to the carbon Pesach, it says, "V'shachatu oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael bein arba'im," that the entire assembly of the gathering of the Jewish people should slaughter the carbon Pesach bein arba'im, which is on the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan. The question is, "V'chikol chol hakol kulan shaychten?" What do you think? It says as if the whole Jewish people will slaughter it. You think all the Jewish people are going to slaughter the Karban Pesach? Only one person slaughters it. You can't have all of them slaughtering it because not everyone's bringing his own carbon. So what does it mean when it says that all of the Jewish people will be slaughtering? Ella rather says, from here you learn, a person's agent is like himself, so it's like you went and you slaughtered it by having that one person slaughtered for the 10 of them. It's like all 10 of them went and slaughtered. That's the source for by Kachim that Shlichas works. So the Gemara asks, if Nichter Rechman of Kadshim, so let the Torah only tell you the halach of Shlichas by Kadshim, which is the source we just brought, V'nei Hanach V'nigmer Menei, and let us learn out Truma and Gerishin and Kedushin from Kadshim. Now the Gemara says, Mishum Dikid L'mefrach. No, you could ask from that limud, from that learning, because you could say, Malik Kadshim, maybe only by Kadshim, Shekin Reiv Maseyim, where the majority of their actions, in other words, all the Avoida of the Karbanas, are really Al Yedei, they're through the Kahanim that are Shliach. They're an agent. The whole kachim really is done through agency. That's how the Torah sets it up, with the kahanim do the avoda for all the rest of the Jewish people. Now, so maybe over there, then shlichas could work even by something which is not done through kahanim, which specifically shchita, slaughtering, could be done through a zara non-kain. But yeah, maybe shlichas works over there because the majority of the avoda by karbanos of kachim is done through shlichim anyway. But who would say that that would work for Gerishin and Kedushin and for Truma, where they were, the majority of their actions are not done through Shluchim? That's why you needed, both by Kachim and by all those other sources, to tell you that Shlichas works. So the Gemara says, okay, Chadim Chadu La'asya. So obviously, as we pointed out in the Gemara's discussion, you can't learn out one from one. Because every time you want to learn one from one, you say, no, that might have a certain leniency that would allow Shlichas in contrast to the other one. But Tesi Chadim Etarti. But let's learn out one from two, because now we have three sources of Shlichas. We have regarding Gerishin, we have regarding Truma, and we have regarding Kaddishim. So says the Gemara, let's learn out one of them from the other two. So the Gemara says, Hi Tesi, which one do you want to learn out from two? If you want to say, okay, don't write Kaddishim, and learn it out from those two, that of Truma and Gerishin, but as we said before, but regarding Kaddishim, Truma and Gerishin are considered chayil, mundane. So mundane things are not so severe. There maybe you don't need to do it yourself. You could have a shliach who said it would work for kaddishin. Loy nechzer rachman the begerishin mateisim hanach. If you're saying don't write the halach of shlichas by divorce, as we said, it says Bashilach, Bashilcha. Don't write it over there and learn it out from Truma and from Kaddishim. That says the Gemara, Malahanach Shekin Yeshnam B'machshava. You can't really learn out from Truma, which, as we said before, for sure has, as the Pasuk says, V'nechshav, that you could, it's a leniency, you could take off Truma with your own thoughts. And as Rashi points out, on some level, Kaddishim also has halacha that it could be applicable even with one's thoughts. Because there's halacha brought in Masechet Shavuos and Afchavav Mabeis, that if somebody concludes in his heart that he wants this ox to be a carbon oila, it's going to be a carbon oila. Because as the Gemara there says, it says in the Pasuk, Maitzis of Esechet Tishma, you should safeguard the words that come out of your mouth. So the Gemara says, I would only know if you had verbalized you want this to be a carbon. But if you just conclude in your heart, how would you know that that would apply to Tamalema? That's what the Pasuk teaches in, that it says in Dibur Yamin Beis, called Nadiv Lev Oilais. All those generous of heart of bringing Oilais, where we see that even just in the Nadav could be in one's heart, that already would obligate you in the carbon. So maybe by Kaddishim and by Truma, where there you can have the requirement even by just thought, maybe over there it has this leniency of its application. Maybe that's why it could be done through Shlichus. But who would say it would work for Gerushin? So, but however, the Gemara comes to the last one. So you can't learn on Gerushin from both, you can't learn on Kaddishim from both. But says the Gemara, Eloloi lichta brachmana b'truma b'teisim hanoch. But don't say, like we said, Atem gam Atem, which includes Shlichus by Truma, because you could learn it out from Kaddishim and from Gerushin. And the reason being is because you could say that just like Kaddishim, which is Kaddish, and still it affords you to have a Shliach. So Truma, which is actually Chayil in contrast to Kaddishim, isn't it a Kol Shekein where for sure you could be able to create a Shliach? Now on that you could respond and say no. Kaddishim, where Rav Maaseh Ma'adei Shliach, the majority of their actions of a Karbanas that are done in the Beis HaMikdash are through a Shliach, maybe in contrast to Truma, which is not done through a Shliach, maybe you can't do that through a Shliach. On that you could say the Gerushin Yechichu. Gerushin could disprove that where the majority of its actions are not done through a Shliach, and yet still it allows for it to be done through a Shliach, so too regarding Truma. Now then you could say, wait, but you cannot learn it from Gerushin because it's considered Chayil, mundane, and therefore the leniency of Shlichus in contrast to Truma, but then you say Kachim Yechichu. Kachim could disprove that and say, no, that's Kodesh actually more than Truma, and still it allows you to use a Shliach. So then that's what's called Chazra Adin. And you say that the common denominator of what, which each one has, not to say something over Truma that, but the other one doesn't have that, is that they could be done through oneself, and you could do it through a Shliach, Kamaisai, so too, I would include Truma. So why do you need the halacha of Atem Gamatem to teach you the halacha of Shlichus by Truma? So the Gemara says, you're right, Hachinami. Truth is, you could learn out Truma, and we do learn out Truma, that Shlichus applies both by learning it out from Gerushin and from Kaddishin. Now, then the question is, of Ella Atem Gamatem Lomali. So then we go back to what do we need that superfluous term of Gam Atem, also you. We had thought that that was the source for Shlichus, and now we say we don't need that because we learned it from Kaddishim and from Gerushin. So what is that coming to teach? That the Gemara says, we need that to teach you the halacha of Rabbi Yanai. And that's why it says Gam, to include Shlichus by Truma, is because we want to compare the Shliach to the Mishaleach, to the one that's sending him to be the Shliach, to say that actually the Shliach is invalid if he's a non-Jew. Like Rabbi Yanai said, he says, Gam Atem. The Pasuk says, also you. Which comes to teach you, Ma Atem B'nei Beriz, just like you, the Jewish people. Our people are the covenant. So too, your shliach has to be from the covenant, and that is, he cannot be an idol worshiper. He cannot be a non-Jew. He's not b'nei bris. That's what we're learning out. Yeah, of course we know shlichus works from kaddishim and from gerushin, but it's qualifying it further, saying gam atem, that it has to be just like the mashaleach to be able to take off truma to be the shliach for truma. He has to be b'nei bris. Now, another thing more asks, halam likra. Why do I need the pasuk to tell you Rabbi Yana's halach over here? You would know that a non-Jew cannot be a shliach for Truma from a different source, and you wouldn't need to learn enough from Gam Atem to compare him to the Mishaleach, to the Atem, to the Jewish people. Like he says, a slave cannot become a shliach to receive a get from the husband of a woman, to receive the get, since he's not in the arena of this halacha of Gittin and Kedushin, because he's an Eved, and the Eved cannot have Kedushin. So therefore, he cannot either be a Shliach for Kedushin and Gerushin. So therefore, he cannot be a Shliach to receive the get from the husband for the woman from her husband, because he's not in that arena. So therefore, ask the Gemara, obviously, we don't need Gam Atim to teach you, as Rabbi Yannai says, to exclude a non-Jew from being the shliach for Hafrashas Truma, because from logic we could tell you, like we just said, from Chibur Abba Meichelin Salacha, that Meidid Lei Shayach Beis, something that he does not apply to, which is a non-Jew does not have the halachas of Truma, so therefore Lemis Avra Le Shliach, so he can't become a shliach for that halacha. Why do I need Gam Atim to qualify and say that he's not good? I already know it from the slur of Chibur Abba Meichelin Salacha, that something that you're not in that arena, you can't do it yourself, you can't be a shliach for someone else. So that the Gemara says, no, itzrach. It was necessary to say gam atem, to say that just like the mishaleach, who's sending someone else to be mafresh his truma, is a b'nei bris, is a Jew, so to the shleach, and excluding a non-Jew. Why do I need that? Because so gedayt chemina, I would have thought to say, regarding a b'chibra abba mirchen zalacha, that's regarding an eved, a slave. The lav bahateruhu klal, that he has no permission, he's not included in the arena at all, of having the halachas of Eishes Ish. And that's why he can't divorce, because he has no kedushin, because he can't get married. He's not getting married to a Jewish woman, he's a slave. So there, where he's not in the arena at all, that, from the logic of Rechib Rabbi Mirchan Salach, would tell you, cannot be a shliach. I will eibet kechavim, but a non-Jew hoil v'ise b'tshuma d'nafshei. He does have his own ability to be mafrish truma. It's not like within the Mishnah Masechet is trumas. Regarding a non-Jew or a kuti, where they separated their own truma, says the Mishnah, trumasan truma, their hafrasha from their own grain, is a truma, and it's going to be forbidden to zarm, to non-kahanim. Now the reason for this is because this Tana holds that there is no kinyan for a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael to remove it from its kedusha, which that means to say anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael requires trumas and maestros. Moreover, even the meruach, which is the smoothing of the pile, which is the end of the processing of the grain of a non-Jew, does not exempt it from truma. As the Gemara Masechet Menachos Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph learns, because it says the term degancha your grain two times, which excludes, when it says your grain, it excludes the grain of a non-Jew. Now, but since it does it two times, that's what's known as ein mir achar mir el l'rabbis. If you have an exclusionary term and you say it again a second time, that actually says it's not excluding, it's actually including. So therefore, it's actually not only going to be the gun, it's going to be even the gun of Avodas Kechavim. So therefore, actually by Truma, the non-Jew actually has Truma. He is in the arena where by his own grain, he could be Mafresh Truma. So therefore, says the Gemara, Eimah Shliach Nami Avod, I would think then he could also be a Shliach for a Jew's Truma. Kamash Malon, that's why we needed the halacha of Atim, Gam Atim, to say, regarding the Jews, Hafrash's Truma, just like he's a Ben Beres, his shliach to be mafresh his own truma has to be a Ben Beres too. So though the non-Jew himself on his own, he could have for his own crop truma, and therefore regarding Reb Chibur Abbas Halacha, he actually would qualify to be a shliach. That's why we needed the Halacha of Reb Yannai to say, Atim Gam Atim, and it's not coming to teach us that there's shlichus by truma, because that we know from Gerish and Ephraim Kadshim, it's coming to teach us qualifying the Halacha by truma, that the shliach has to be like the mishaleach, and that is he cannot be a non-Jew. Now, the Gemara continues asking, however, Ul Reb Shimon de Pater, but according to Reb Shimon, that actually exempts, and that there is no Hafrash Truma for the non-Jew on even his own crop. The non, like we learned over there in that Mishnah, says, Trumas Eivit Kechavim Midamas. The Truma that a non-Jew takes off from his own grain will create Dimua, which means to say that if it falls into Chulin, it's like Truma falling into Chulin, which will make it forbidden to any non-Kayin. Moreover, V'chayevin Ola Chaymish. Whoever eats this Truma of the non-Jew by mistake, B'shegig, will be liable as a penalty always when you eat Truma B'shagig, as an additional fifth to pay for that. Now, but Reb Shimon Paiter, Reb Shimon exempts, because he holds that actually the smoothing of the non-Jew of his pile of grain actually is not liable in Truma. Because he learns out from when it says in the Pasuk, digoncha your grain, means but not the smoothing, not the digun of the non-Jew. As the Gemara Menachos there explains, because according to him, he holds that it's not qualifying for mir achar mir, because he actually says that you need to have both terms of the gantcha. So it's not superfluous two times excluding, which then tells you it's actually including. No, it's actually necessary, so he does learn out the gantcha of loy de ganavitz kechavim. So according to him, the Gemara asks, atim gam atim lamali. According to him, what do you need the term of gam atim, also you? In other words, it's obvious from Rechibur Abba Amar B'yichlin's halacha that a non-Jew cannot be a shliach by truma, because he's not even in the arena of the halacha of truma whatsoever. So just like an Evi cannot receive the get from the husband for the wife because he's not in the arena of Kiddushin and Gerushin, so he can't be the Shleich for that. So according to Rabbi Shimon, where there's no halacha of truma for a non-Jew, why do we need, what is the pasuk of Atam Gamatam coming to teach us? So the Gemara says, no, Itzrich, according to Rabbi Shimon, it was necessary to say in general, as we had said earlier, Atam Gamatam comes to tell you that there is a halacha of shlichis by truma. Why? I would have thought to say, since the Master says, when it says in the pasuk Atam, that you have to go out and separate your truma, that tells us, v'loy arisin. And that is, it's excluding a sharecropper from when he's taking off truma from the grain that's finishing off in the field. Look, he could take off from his part, but he's not allowed to take off from the homeowner's share. So to atam v'lo shutafin, when it says you have to take off your truma, it means you can't take off for your partner's truma. Atam v'lo apotropos, you and not the caretaker. He can't go ahead and take off the truma. Moreover, atam v'lo atorma she'ena shaloi, which qualifies that you, and it cannot be someone who, if it's not his, without the consent and the awareness of the owner, he cannot go ahead and take off the truma for that person. So says the Gemara, Ema atam v'lo shluchachem nami. So therefore, I would have thought to say that, you see, it's got to be you. You can't have other people, even though they're very close to you, go ahead and take off the truma for you. I would have said, although generally, yes, as we see by Kaddishim and Gerishim, that shlichas applies, and therefore we would think seemingly that so too it should apply by truma. But since we have a special lima that says atim has to be you and not others, I would think that a shliach would not work. Kamash Malan, that's why, according to Rabbi Shimon, you need to have gam to say that shlichas does work by truma. So again, as the Gemara concluded, originally they thought that from atim, gam, atim, we can learn at the source that there's shlichas by truma, which the Gemara says that you don't need to, because you know that from Kaddishim and Gerishim, from the Tzara Shabbat Shabbat. So then the Gemara says, so what do you need Gamatim for? It's coming to teach you this halacha of Rabbi Yanai, which tells you that what type of a shliach, however, has to be just like a Jewish person is the mashliach, so too is his shliach. And we said you cannot know that from the halacha of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Yechanan, where if he's not in the arena, so he can't do it because he is in the arena, because he could have his own truma of his own crop by the non-Jew. So that he could be a shliach, and that's why he has to be excluded from Atam Gamatim. According to Rabbi Shimon, that he holds that there is no halacha of truma by a non-Jew. It does not create demua. There's no penalty of a chaymish. It's not considered truma. So according to him, you have to say that Atam Gamatim is actually coming to teach you the basic halacha of shlichas by truma. Now, although we said you should know that from a tzara shava shabahen, he's saying you wouldn't know it from the tzara shava shabahen. Because since you have in the pasuk atem, which we see there are certain drushes that tell you it's got to be you, can't be your apotropos, it can't be your aris, it can't be your shutef. So therefore, I would have said that so too it cannot be your shliach. That's why you need specially the limit to say gam atem, also to include who else, to include the shliach, that shlichus agency works by hafrashas trumah.